Hello, this is Nicola from HP Plotter. My podcast today will be covering that old question, why do HP recommend that you use HP original inks rather than recycled third-party or remanufactured ink cartridges? Now, many of our customers ask our advice on this and they want to know, what's the real story behind this? The fact that HP lose money on ink sales and therefore won't recommend other ink suppliers would be naturally understood by everyone. And of course, customers are lured by the promise of ink savings and naturally wonder, are HP putting us off buying third-party inks because they want to retain the sales of inks, or is it for some other reason? The truth of the matter is it's a little more complex, and I think it's well worth taking you behind the scenes to give you a better understanding of what's really going on. Firstly, let's explore third-party inks. Now, the ink quality differs between HP original ink and that of third-party suppliers and remanufacturers. The exact formulations of HP inks are a well-kept secret, but what I can tell you is this. HP inks are carefully formulated and they interact with every part of the printing system, whether it's the cartridge, the printer or the paper. They use advanced filtration systems and clean manufacturing technologies during the manufacturing process to maintain a consistently high level of purity. If they don't, impurities in concentrations as small as 0.001% will reduce image quality and clog printheads. And in technical printers, the pigment-based black inks are engineered so they do not mix with the dye-based colour inks. This ensures that the black ink does not bleed or spread into areas that only colour inks should be, which provide sharp colours and crisp, clear text. In short, a dye-based ink may contain deionized water, water-soluble solvent, dye or pigment ink, surfactant, biocide, buffer, and other additives. This particular mix is highly individualized for the particular design jet, and so we can start to understand some of the issues that the third-party suppliers face when they're trying to replicate that ink. And now we take some of our knowledge. We know that the ink moves through fine, microscopic holes in the printhead, which means that if the third parties make their ink mix too thick, and we're talking here at a molecular level, it clogs the printheads. Or conversely, if the ink mix is too thin, the ink moves through the printheads far too quickly. In both cases, this will reduce the life of the printhead or printheads and can also lead to ink leakage with possible damage of other components within the printer. So, given the difficulty in replicating the ink, we can now start to see and appreciate why printheads have to be replaced more often. And it's not just printheads that get affected. The other thing I mentioned before is damage to other components, and typically this might be something like your tubes assembly. And where spare parts need to be replaced, you need to appreciate that it's not just the spare parts that you have to pay for, but you're looking at paying for an engineering call-out and engineering labour as well. The issues with third-party inks aren't just limited to printhead issues or spare parts issues. Sometimes the inks don't embed into the paper the way that they should, causing your prints to smudge, fade or streak. There is no doubt that the exact agents which comprise the HP ink mix are very difficult for third parties to replicate, and HP don't intend to make it easy for them after all. HP actually design and engineer their design jets in such a way so as to ensure that their own ink mix works the best. And this mix varies according to each design jet, and of course third parties have a hard job keeping up with it all. It doesn't stop there either. There are quality control issues with third-party inks. This includes ink from different batches being different colours, and other mix-ups where the right colour ink has been placed inside the wrong type of ink cartridge, which means the customer can't install the cartridge inside their printer. Now, all of this appears to be quite negatively biased against third-party suppliers, but let me let you into a secret. We're an engineering company first and foremost, and we would actually make more money if we sold remanufactured and third-party inks. And the only reason that we don't do that is that we know over time we will have quite a few unhappy customers where we've cost them a lot more for printheads and design jet repairs. And quite frankly, that's not a position that we'd like to be in. But I have to say that there is a case to be answered where you can have third-party inks and it is beneficial to your business. And I've found that in every case, this is where customers have very high print volumes. I've known customers with buckets of ink on top of their design jet. And effectively, they know that they're going to get through loads of print heads. They know they're going to have extra engineering costs and they're going to have extra breakdowns, which is causing them time and money. But they offset all of that against the ink savings that they make. And this obviously works for them. So in summation, if you have very high print volumes and you're happy with the quality of the print that you receive and your customers are happy with the quality of print, then you can certainly consider third-party inks. But if you have normal or average print volumes, then you should certainly look to remain with HP original ink cartridges. So we've now touched on third-party ink. But what about recycled ink cartridges? This is another option for you. Now the problem is, while the ink cartridge itself may look good to the naked eye, all ink cartridges contain electronic chips that wear out with use. It's a little like why the bank sends us replacement debit and credit cards. They aren't made to last forever. Now HP make the ink cartridges to be suitable for a single use. So by reusing an ink cartridge, the electronic chip gradually gets worn. And so what happens is a percentage of them will naturally start to fail. Such failures can usually be seen by the customer by way of problems such as seating issues where you can't seat the inks properly into your design jet. Other customers complain of spurious error messages. So in many cases, we recommend that the customer switches back to their HP original inks, and this then resolves the fault for them. So you now can start to see a pattern where not only are you using recycled ink cartridges, which can create a fault, but you're also using third-party inks within those ink cartridges, which have its own set of issues. Now, the third and final point that I'm going to discuss is the green issue. On the green front, HP already has an excellent recycling program in place, and many of their products are green. For example, some HP ink cartridges already use up to 50 to 75% of recycled contents. While at first glance, recycled cartridges appear to be the absolute greenest option, since of course the whole complete ink cartridge is being reused rather than 50 to 75%, this doesn't actually give you the big picture. Given that a fair percentage of remanufactured ink cartridges fail, particularly if they've been recycled a number of times already, what do the remanufacturers do with these ink cartridges? Are they recycled or do they go to landfill? Are they operating on par with HP in terms of recycling their own waste? What about their manufacturing and packaging techniques? How do they stack up under close scrutiny? HP believe that they aren't so green when you look at them closely, which suggests to us that if going green is a priority for you, then you should really ask some of these questions. And on a final note, if you are using a lot of ink and are looking for ways to reduce your ink bills, then contact us about discounted ink. We work in partnership with HP and can provide you with significant cost savings on almost all of your T and Z series design jet printers. Well, I hope you found that podcast useful. This is Nicola Bray from hpplotter.co.uk. If you'd like to contact me, my number is 0845 0770 787, and my email is nicola@hpplotter.co.uk.